Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Your answers will remain confidential. Now, to begin, are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
Thank you very much. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. Thank you. And what is, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, or over 65 years old?
46 to 55.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're generally in the right direction.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. Well, you will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I think I would vote no.
No against. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
I would say probably.
Thank you.
That's the first I've ever heard of that proposal. So.
Okay. Thank you. Now, since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd vote no.
And would you probably vote no or definitely vote no?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
And would you definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
Probably.
Thank you very much. Now, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year, or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money it would be raised to maintain existing and plan and construct new trails.
I oppose it regardless.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, Which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education and local schools, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, reducing traffic and congestion, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety.
That was an awful lot. Can you repeat the question, please?
Yes. Which of the issues of the following list should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you with your family? That was the question.
So I'm choosing just one. Is that correct?
Just one, yes. The most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go through the list again.
Yes. Making housing more affordable, improving local roads and infrastructure, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation.
Controlling growth and development.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate so as well. The first one is Grand Traverse County Government.
Favorable.
And is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. The next one is your city or township government.
I actually just moved, so I don't really know my city government that well.
Just for what you've seen, what you've heard, by observation. What's your opinion?
What are the options again?
Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat
or
favorable.
No opinion. Okay.
Or no opinion. I would prefer no opinion.
No opinion? Okay. Yeah. Thank you. The next one is Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, or also known as TART Trails.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Now, do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
And if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain and existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust.
And you probably do not trust or definitely do not trust?
Definitely do not trust.
Thank you. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one is to promote recreational opportunities.
I approve.
And do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
The next one is to promote health and wellness. Wellness.
Approve.
Do you strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development.
I disapprove.
And do you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. The next one is to increase non-motorized transportation options.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. The next one is to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Somewhat disapprove.
To maintain existing trails.
Somewhat approve.
to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
Thank you. And the last one is to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. And now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
The first option.
The first option. Thank you. Okay, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there.
Okay.
You will now be given a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each would make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
And what are my options again?
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference to support this proposal.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
No difference.
Then we have a Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Somewhat more unlikely.
Somewhat less likely then?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And the last one for this section is there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending.
Makes no difference.
Thank you very much. Now, you will be given some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
It'll make somewhat less likely to vote for it.
But do you find this argument very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or it makes no difference?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat more likely.
So that would be somewhat convincing?
Oh, somewhat convincing.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is, Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the Tar Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or it makes no difference?
Not too convincing.
Thank you. The next argument is this proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy outdoors.
Makes no difference.
This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Makes no difference.
Then we have, this proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one is, Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Makes no difference.
Thank you. The next one is, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Then we have trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year. And this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Less convincing, whatever the bottom is.
Not at all convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Okay, thank you. And the last one for this session is, this proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents can So all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
No difference.
Thank you. Now, as we are reaching the last section of the survey, I want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go. Taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'm sorry, I got distracted. You'll have to repeat it again.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I'd vote no.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting no or probably voting no against?
Probably voting no.
Thank you. Now, you will be given some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning to construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each would make no difference, you can indicate so as well. The first one is, this proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
No difference.
The next one is, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
No difference.
This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth.
No difference.
There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems.
No difference.
Thank you. The next one is, there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the one funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay highest taxes.
No difference.
Then we have, with inflation, gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
No difference.
And the last one for this section is, this proposal would give millions of more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no.
And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably voting no.
Thank you. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
We already have a ton of trails in our area.
A lot of trails.
In our area.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, and before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate for an estimated $6,678,949 the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
And would you definitely vote yes in favor or probably vote yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish. This is confidential. And just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I'm not going to share my vote with you.
Oh, this is just for classification purposes.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to share my vote with you.
Okay, that's fine. And with which political party are you affiliated? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or unaffiliated?
I'm an independent.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with four-year degree.
Four-year. Thank you. Do you own or rent your home that you're currently living in?
Own.
Thank you. And do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
No.
What is your main racial background? Are you white or Caucasian, Hispanic,
white.
Asian or Asian? Thank you.
I'm white.
And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation, and have a wonderful day.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.